I'm so excited. I can't believe wait for tomorrow.
Plenty of people, very busy and amazing.
The Real Madrid and Juventus squads have arrived in Cardiff for the Champions League final, and thousands of football fans were here to greet them.
Real won last year, so this year Juve should win.
Ronaldo did it in Lisbon, so why can't Bale do it in Wales?
The Welsh capital is being transformed for its biggest ever sporting event.
I'm so excited, it's like the best feeling ever.
And now the eyes of the world are on Wales with less than 24 hours to go.
Champions League final, it's nice.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Mike Hughes. This is Hearts Nightly News. This evening, we're in Cardiff city centre, where after months of planning, we're now less than 24 hours away from the biggest event in football, aside from the World Cup. Tomorrow, Wales host the Champions League final, the biggest spectacle in club football. All this week, we've been covering the build-up, and this evening, you can really get a sense we're on the verge of a historic event. 200 million people around the world will watch tomorrow's final. 200,000 people will be here in the Welsh capital for the event. And fans from around the world have been arriving in the UK. Hearts' Charlotte Gay has been at Bristol Airport to greet some of the fans arriving there.
It's not just Wales that's got lots of excited football fans. Brightly coloured podiums fill the arrivals lounge here at Bristol Airport as supporters touch down from all over the world for the big game tomorrow. Armed with Real Madrid scarves and flags, and a couple of Juventus supporters here too, they all tell me they can't wait to watch two of the world's best teams go head-to-head. How excited are you?
Yeah, of course. Very, very exciting.
And do you travel to watch Real Madrid much?
Yes, to Milan last year.
Have you ever been to Cardiff before?
No. It's our first time here in Cardiff, yes. Yeah. Many times to England and also to Scotland, but our first time here in Wales. Yeah. Very good.
Are you looking forward to the match tomorrow? Are you excited?
Yes, we are looking forward to the match. We hope Real Madrid win our 12th European Cup, okay? Yeah.
Feeling confident then?
Oh, yes, we are very confident on that because we have a very, very good team with very good players and we are very strong. So we are confident and also to respect Juventus, that it's a very, very good team in Europe.
What's your name?
Paul from Poland.
Yeah. Why have you wanted to come all the way over here for the match?
Because I am a big fan of Real Madrid. This is my third final of Champions League.
So have you ever been to Wales before, to Cardiff?
No, Wales not, but I've been previously in London or Liverpool. But in Wales, not yet.
And where are you staying?
In Bristol two nights, because in Cardiff it's difficult to find a place to night, so that's why.
Some are going on to Cardiff now. Many are staying here in the West Country, with the Bristol Hotelier Association saying 90% of their hotels are full tonight and tomorrow.
Hearts' Charlotte Gay reporting from Bristol Airport there. Well, the teams chose to fly into Cardiff Airport today. Juventus headed to the Vale Hotel. Meanwhile, Real chose to stay a little bit closer to the stadium at the Holland House Hotel along Newport Road in Cardiff. Hundreds of fans gathered outside to try and get a glimpse of their footballing heroes, but the team chose to sneak in via the service entrance around the back of the hotel, leaving a few people disappointed. Nevertheless, these people we spoke to said they just can't wait for tomorrow's final.
Yeah, plenty of people, very busy and amazing.
I'm so excited, it's like the best feeling ever.
Man. The best players in the world just arrive and it's crazy seeing them in person. I mean, you watch them on TV, but I mean, they're actually going to be like 20 years away from us.
Well, town is brimming at the moment with all different nationalities exploring what the Welsh capital has to offer. But police here are currently undertaking their largest ever operation for a sporting event that the UK has ever seen. 2,000 officers will be on patrol along the city's streets throughout tomorrow's final. Meanwhile, police helicopters have been circling around the city all day. Armed officers are patrolling the streets here as well. But Hart's been speaking to these fans who've been telling us whether they feel reassured by the security presence.
Yeah, and a lovely policeman here who speaks English, Spanish really well.
Yes, I think that is good security. I see a lot of police and security. Yes.
And you feel safe?
Yes, I feel safe. Today, yes. Tomorrow, I don't know, but today, yes.
Well, the presence of armed officers and the odd spot of Welsh rain certainly isn't dampening spirits here today. Both Real and Juventus fans have been singing their heart out throughout the city centre all afternoon. And of course, a visit to Cardiff wouldn't be complete without a trip down Caroline Street, the infamous Chippy Lane. So what do the Italians think of our local cuisine? Being stood on one of the world's most famous takeaway streets, how is the pie and chips?
It's okay, but I hope around 3-4 in the morning will feel much better.
It'll taste much better.
Yeah.
Well, as you've been hearing, all of the hotels across the city were booked up months ago, so lots of fans have opted for an alternative form of accommodation. A cruise ship has moored in Newport to act as a giant floating hotel. But for fans who fancy a night under the stars, well, Hearts' Danny Hayes has been pitching up at the festival campsite.
Well, a couple of campsites have popped up across the Welsh capital. This is one of them here at Pontcanna Fields, where actually it's a lot more like glamping. All the tents were pre-pitched and fully kitted out with beds, sleeping bags and pillows. They sleep 2, 4, 6. Even in the luxury village, they sleep up to 20. There's no worries about stinking at the stadium either. There are showers here, plus a full-on food village. It's actually more like a scene from a major festival like Glastonbury this afternoon, but these people I've spoken to are just loving the atmosphere.
All the way from Colombia, come to support. This is actually our third Champions League, as you can see. Really happy to be here, our first day, and everybody's been so nice. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so far, that the weather's kind of been okay. It's just starting to rain.
We just got here, so I guess that's our welcome.
Yeah. Are you camping?
Yes, sir.
Why did you decide to camp?
Because the hotels are, like, really, really pricey. But it's something different, so looking forward to it. We're about to check in and enjoy the city. Mm-hmm. So it seems so welcoming right now.
Well, I was going to say, have you booked a normal tent or is it like
No. We booked one with a charge. That's the reason we're also doing it. Besides the hotel being a little pricey, my wife looked into the camps and they have chargers, heaters. So it's not your typical camping, and it's pretty 10-minute walk to the.
I've just been in one. They're amazing. They are honestly fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just very excited. And obviously, got to talk about the man, Gareth Bale.
Oh.
You're in his hometown.
I know, we know that. And actually, my wife has her shirt too, so she's a huge Gareth Bale fan. Hopefully, they put him today. So, because we do need the hometown support, city support, and hopefully he's there to start. So,
I think in the last hour, his plane might have landed into Cardiff Airport. So, he's home. He's on home soil.
Well, he just actually shot me a text. He said, "Hey, mate, we're going to be here in a few minutes."
Plus, they're right in the heart of all the action, just down the road from the city centre. 10 minutes further, and they're at the Champions League Festival, where earlier on this evening, a Legends match featuring some Welsh heroes like Ian Rush was played on the floating pitch.
Danny, thanks very much indeed. Well, still to come on Hearts Nightly News, we'll be at the National Stadium as Real and Juventus get some last-minute training in before tomorrow's huge game. But first, Hearts' Tom Phipps has the rest of today's headlines.
All right, thank you, Mike. Well, we'll start in Manchester, where there's been a development in the investigation into last week's terror attack. Police have found a car which they think may be linked to the bombing. It's as Prince William's visited Manchester Children's Hospital today to meet some of the victims who were injured. Another teenager has been arrested over a fatal stabbing in North Wales. Matthew Cassidy was murdered in Connors Quay on Monday. Meanwhile, a man's been attacked by a gang of people in Bangor. The victim was hit in the face with a bottle in the early hours of this morning. Most of the old North Wales hospital has now been destroyed after a big fire last night. The roof of the building in Denby has almost completely collapsed. And Swansea is apparently the most desirable part of Wales for house hunters. The property website Zooplus says more people are searching for property in Swansea than anywhere else in the country. Newport apparently is the least desirable place. This is Hearts Nightly News. Well, let's go back to the Champions League excitement, as right now the teams are doing their first press conferences since they arrived in Wales. Hearts' Sean Pritchard is at the National Stadium for us tonight. So, Sean, we know the fans are excited, but what sort of game are we expecting tomorrow?
Well, it's got all the ingredients for what could be one of the best Champions League finals of all time, as Real, the highest scoring team in this season's tournament with 32 goals, take on the side with the meanest defence, Juventus, who only let in 3 goals in the competition. The Spanish giants are looking to make history by becoming the first club to win back-to-back titles since the European Cup was transformed into the Champions League in the early 90s, while Italy's most successful team hoped to win this much sought-after piece of European silverware for only a third time. And let's not forget the man who could secure his third Champions League winners' medal in four seasons in front of a home crowd, Gareth Bale. We're still waiting to find out if he'll start tomorrow night's showdown, as he's been out injured for the last 6 weeks. In the last few minutes, Juve boss Massimiliano Allegri has told me they'll be ready whether Gareth Bale starts or not, and Wales legend Ian Rush has told Hart the Welsh wizard could play a huge part tomorrow, even if he starts on the bench.
I think it's a good final for Wales, and I think it's not going to be an easy final, it'll be difficult, but I'm pretty certain Bale starts on the bench. But like I said, if you're Juventus defenders and you're playing well for an hour or something, then you go off and see Gareth Bale come on, you're saying, oh, what have I got to do here? You know, like a 50% Gareth Bale, you'd have him on the bench all day long. And no, that would be what that'd be written in the stars, wouldn't it? If he, Gareth Bale to come in his own country, first time they're going to see him in the Madrid shirt in Wales, to come off the bench and score the winning goal. You know, what else could you ask? He might as well retire if he does that. But anyway, you know, because but he's capable of doing it. You know, and that's the thing. So that's why it's always great. You'd have Gareth Bale in your squad all day long.
Even if it isn't Bale's night, it looks like we're in for a huge treat here in the Welsh capital tomorrow night as Real take on Juve for the Champions League.
Sean, thanks very much indeed for that. Well, let's take a look at what's trending here in Wales tonight. And of course, it's the Champions League. With just 24 hours to go until the big final tomorrow, Real and Juventus are trending, with fans predicting who is going to win. And you can check out some of the best pictures of the teams arriving at heart.co.uk. From Global's newsroom, this is Heart's Nightly News. Tom's got the main headlines and weather coming next.